President Trump often claims it's too easy for undocumented immigrants to stay in the United States by seeking asylum. But since Trump took office, the number of people receiving asylum is down, even in parts of the country where some immigration judges tend to be more willing to rule in favor of asylum seekers. WNYC's Beth Fertig has more from New York City.
On a recent weekday morning, 10-year-old Daisy is accompanying her mother to immigration court in Manhattan. They've been living in New York for almost 3 years, ever since they came from Guatemala without papers. Daisy knows it's a big day.
They're going to tell my mom if we're going to stay or leave.
She definitely does not want to leave.
I don't want my mom or me to get killed in Guatemala.
Daisy stayed in a waiting room during her mother's asylum hearing. I was in the courtroom, but I wasn't allowed to record the proceeding. Here's what happened. Daisy's 40-year-old mother testified in Spanish before an immigration judge. She asked that we withhold her name because of the uncertainty of her immigration status. She was joined by her lawyer and a translator. First, Daisy's mom gave her side of the story, how she was severely beaten by Daisy's father, starting when she was pregnant, how she filed an order of protection against him, and how he was robbed by gang members, a scary episode that prompted her to take her daughter to the U.S. A lawyer for the government then picked apart her story. For example, when Daisy's mom got to the border, she told an asylum officer about the gang, but not about the domestic abuse. The government's lawyer also got her to acknowledge her allegedly abusive partner made no attempt to keep her in Guatemala. The hearing took about 90 minutes, and afterwards, Daisy's mother was shaken. Her lawyer, Sophia D, steps in to translate.
I was so confused. She was asking so many questions that I thought were the same questions, and I was answering it, but then she would get angry.
She was also frustrated. D says government lawyers who work for the Department of Homeland Security have changed their tone at asylum hearings.
They're trying to make getting the client to say something that's inconsistent. They're trying to attack their credibility. They're trying to win, as opposed to determining, like, if this person really deserves asylum or not.
That could explain why more immigrants are being denied asylum. According to researchers at Syracuse University, more than two-thirds of immigrants nationally were denied asylum this year, compared to half 4 years ago. It's a trend also seen in New York City, where the immigration court has traditionally been viewed as liberal, but where today more immigrants are being denied asylum. Immigration lawyers believe that judges are getting tougher. They work for the Justice Department, and last year, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions made it harder for judges to grant asylum to people escaping gangs and domestic violence. Dee says she's been losing more cases since then.
You're not excited to go to court because it's not going to be that happy day that you're used to having when you just change someone's life.
Other immigration lawyers said they're also losing more cases involving domestic violence and gangs. It's hard to prove these cases are driving down asylum rates, but Ashley Tabador, president of the Immigration Judges Union, sees a possible link.
The big surge of cases that we have seen in the recent past are coming from Central America, and many of those cases focus on gang-related violence or domestic violence-related claims.
Many migrants are also escaping poverty, which is not grounds for asylum, and some do make false claims. Daisy and her mom won't learn until July whether they've won asylum, but Dee recently represented another client from Guatemala, a mom who said she was threatened by a gang member for refusing to let him take her teenage daughter. The woman did not win asylum, but the judge agreed to let her stay in the U.S. and work. She was happy after the hearing.
Me sentí contenta.
Dee says this decision would have disappointed her a few years ago because the client can't ever qualify for a green card. But
in today's current political climate, with the case law that we're working with, today was a win.
And today, she'll take whatever wins she can get. For The World, Beth Fertig, New York City.